This is KCUR 89.3. Julie Bennett Kuhm has been playing music around Kansas City for 35 years, but she's never released her own record. Until now. This year, she'll retire from her high school teaching job, and Hume plans to start a career as a musician. She spoke with KCUR's CJ Janovy about her new record, which is appropriately titled Late Bloomer.
Well, a poor man'll tell you his troubles, and a rich man'll tell you lies, but a Texan just tells you about Texas.
Julie Bennett Hume knows her voice is unusual.
I stopped worrying about, first of all, having a pretty voice, and I tried to just have an authentic voice. This is my voice. This is what it sounds like, and this is what it is when it's doing what it's supposed to be.
That's the wisdom of age right there. And the songs on our new record are the kind that reflect decades of experience.
Don't condescend, my kind young friend, and shelter me from despair. I've been living in this world for long, and I've had more than my share. 'Cause maybe I'm a late bloomer when it comes to raising hell.
She knows women of a certain age can relate.
I sort of reached that time in my life when, as they say, women start becoming somewhat invisible. And I was just sort of angry because I lived an interesting life and I'd lived a hard life in some ways. And I was sort of amazed by people looking at me as this soft-spoken little, you know, German teacher that's never been anywhere or done anything, because that's sort of what middle-aged women contend with. And it's like, you have no idea where I've been.
Where she'd been started with learning to play the guitar when she was 9, practicing along to American Pie. Then she picked up bass and started playing at open mics in Lawrence when she was in college in the 1980s. Then she learned Cajun music, Appalachian music, was in an Afro-Cuban band.
As an instrumentalist, of course, I developed a lot, but also one of the main things I did was just sing harmony, like in the Afro-Cuban band. I was definitely just the singer. You know, every once in a while I'd pick up some bells or they'd give me one little drum or something, but I really learned a lot about singing harmony.
Now she's out front, and a woman with a gorgeous voice is harmonizing with her. It's Kristen Hamilton of the St. Joseph Band Under the Big Oak Tree.
As we waltz on the deck of our vessel, the wind rushes round us so free. The river bank beckons, the bands play. Nearer, my God, to thee. Nearer, my God, to thee.
In the early 90s, Hume played her first solo gig at a coffee shop, but she had an epileptic seizure on stage.
Oh, it made me shy about singing in public again, even with a group, and much less by myself. And so I just kind of switched gears for a while and turned it all off.
Earned a master's degree, raised her kids. Every once in a while, she'd play a gig.
A couple of years ago, I was cleaning out my house, and I realized I had 68 songs I'd written. And I just sat down one day and just kind of spent the day looking at them. And on the back of napkins, on the back of receipts, in little moleskins, and then, you know, eventually in my laptop.
She'd been writing the whole time.
I just realized if I were my best friend would tell me, hey, you gotta do something about this.
What her friends and her husband told her was, if she had a bunch of songs, she should make a record. So she contacted people she hadn't played with in 25 years.
Called them up, and glory be, they all wanted to play.
The road that you traveled was lonely and rough. One day I finally had enough.
She also contacted new people that she wanted to play with.
So many times, Benny, I asked myself, why did I keep coming back for just one more track?
She's realistic enough to know she's not going to be headlining festivals in her new career. A couple of gigs a week at coffee houses, playing with great musicians, would be enough, along with a few other things.
I have a lot more self-confidence that comes with age. It's hard to get up in front of people when you're young. And sometimes I think when I was younger, I unnecessarily made it more about me and less about the music. And the older that I get, you know, I think that we all kind of have the narcissism beat out of us, you know.
Did you ever get weary of sorrow? Draining your life away, pinning all of your hopes on tomorrow. Need a week to another damn day.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Jim.
Julie Bennett Hume releases Late Bloomer Saturday night at the Buffalo Room. You can find more information at kcur.org/arts.